All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Listen, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and just coming on back. I really appreciate you. Thanks for telling everybody about it. Thanks for looking up wherever you want, on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Play, wherever you get your podcast from, that's where you're going to get the episode. Also, check out my other podcast with my good friend Corey Brooks, The Manxiety Show. Very funny episodes up there. New episode coming out this week. Or maybe it's up already. Check it out, The Manxiety Show. Also available wherever you get your podcasts. We do have a video, but I think something happened this week and we lost the video. But the audio is still there. Who watches podcasts anyway? Come see me live. Me, person. Come up. Touch me. Don't touch me. Not allowed to do that. List of shows. List of shows coming up. More being added as we put on our 2023 schedule. Let's look at where we're going to be. This Thursday night, Comic Strip, New York. The 14th, I'm coming to Utah the Provo Theater. October 20th and the 23rd, I am at the Borgata in Atlantic City. There's a bit of a gap in there. What are you doing in the gap there, Mick? 21st, I'll be in Connecticut. 22nd, I'm back at the Comic Strip and in Manhattan, Comic Strip, 82nd and 2nd, one of my favorite clubs. The November 14th, I'm at the Giggle Room in Governor's Long Island, headlining there. Come on down, check it out. I'm running the hour as I get ready for my special, which is getting on the New Smyrna Beach, and I should have wrote my dates down clearly. New Smyrna Beach in Florida, Madcap Comedy Club, November 25, 26. I am recording my 1 hour special. Come down, be part of it. Be part of it. Love to see you. I really would. And I think I'm left one out on Long Island, November 29th. I mean, October 29th. I will be at Theatre 3, the Port Jeff Theatre. And more dates to be added as I go along the way. I got a chance to perform at the Westside Comedy Club this for the first time. I kind of stay away, not deliberately. It's a choice, by the way, to kind of not go down that side of the city. It's just so hard for me to get to from where I live. But this one is it was just worth it. Great room, check it out. Great club. I'll be there with more dates coming up between now and the end of the year as we gear up for 2023. So what are we going to talk about today? I have nothing to talk about. I have absolutely nothing. I was at the gym this morning. Like, I don't know what I want to talk about. Nothing happened this week. What did I do? Absolutely nothing. A few shows here and there. I ain't political. Wasn't watching politics. Don't know what to do. Don't know what to talk about. Then I saw just before I sat down, Netflix's stock is going up again, right? Good for you, Netflix. You've taken the foot off the, maybe off the gas, off really, off your woke ideologies. Maybe it doesn't work for you. Maybe being woke doesn't really, like, I mean, the message behind being woke is lovely, isn't it? Everybody, you know, I don't like wokeness. I like kindness. And if we think, if we just treat everybody with kindness, we'll all be in a much better place. We'll all be living in a better world. Not wokeness. Wokeness is fucking do it this way or you're a bad person. But I'm not about, you're a bad person if you don't do it my way. So I think what's happened is Netflix have decided to change gears a little bit, right? So no more woke shows, no more, dare I say, terrible stand-up comedy. You know what I mean? And I don't like to shit on comics. I'm not shitting on them as people, because I'm sure, like, we all start somewhere. We all have to get better. We all have a level of things we want to talk about, right? But I don't want to go on stage and, like, see someone who is just, you know, remember when I used to be a man? Now I'm this. And the audience like, ah, that's great. An applause break. And Netflix go, we'll have that. Come on, man. Come on, Netflix. You're listening to the people. Your stock is going up again. Very happy to hear that. But you're changing your direction. The new gear you seem to be in now is depression. Oh, my God, Netflix. This week alone, I don't like watching television. I don't like sitting down in front of just watching things. I don't. I do leave stuff on the background whilst writing, sending emails, touching bases with people, right? Sometimes I'll leave it on if I'm watching porn in the background. You never know. You never know. So I'm just sitting there and I watch. I've obviously done the Dahmer, right? Everyone's done the Dahmer thing. I've just finished that. That's depressing as balls, isn't it? Marilyn Monroe's movie came out, the movie about Marilyn Monroe. That's depressing. No happy moments in that movie. Having said that, I do have an hour left to watch, so hopefully she goes on some roller coaster rides. Maybe she goes to Six Flags, right? I don't know. Maybe she goes to Subway and she gets a foot long and it's $5 again, right? Because remember $5 foot long? Where's that? I went to Subway the other day, $17. It cost me for a sandwich, two cookies, and a Diet Coke. $17.25 if I'm being a nitpicky cunt. That's what they're doing. Can you imagine? We remember that song? $5 foot long. Gone. You'll never see that again. Gone. $5 foot long now, unless you go to some weird place in Brooklyn for a very expensive hand job, and you're not the one getting the hand job. $5 footlong is gone, right? So, anyway, no happy moments for Marilyn Monroe in that movie from start to finish. It's just like, fucking hell. Again, I do have an hour left. Maybe in that last hour, she will go to Subway and I'll go, you know what, Marilyn, cookies are on us. I don't know. I don't know what direction I'm going to take it in. Starts off fucking depressed. There's no like, hey, I'm Marilyn Monroe being pushed on a swing. Isn't this a great day? No, I'm a baby. Drown. Mother trying to drown her. Driving her into fires. Trying to burn her down. Disowning her. Blaming her for why the dad left. You know, typical fucking woman narcissistic bullshit that you're not allowed to talk about. Because if you do, you're a fucking chauvinistic piece of shit. But whatever. Loads of that. Loads of that. Hi, I'm Marilyn Monroe. I'd love a job, please. Sure, I'm the director of the company. Bend over. Tears. Like, ah. Hey, oh, look, there's a gay bi couple, I guess. I'm friends with them now. I'll have sex with all two of them. We'll have in a weird triangle thing going on. We'll be awesome. They love me. I love both of these. Oh, who are you marrying now? Joe DiMaggio, the guy who likes to slap you around a bit. Okay, now I'm married to an abusive husband. Guess what? Here's the pictures that the two bisexual guys. Now I'm going to blackmail you. Start to finish, mate. It's just depressing. Like, oh, fuck me. I need to watch something uplifting now. You know, what's going to uplift you after watching that? And you put on Dahmer. Holy fucking shit. Dahmer, everyone's loving that. Like, it's amazing how Netflix knows how to sell serial killers. It's amazing how many people will watch this shit about serial killers. Why are we fascinated? Why are we fascinated with just these psychopaths? You know, and then we'll debate them online. Oh, you know what? It was the real problem back then was the racism with the cops. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Cops shouldn't be racist, but that wasn't the problem in the show. The problem was he was eating everybody, killing them. That's not the problem. Oh, you know, I couldn't watch that show because of the racism. Could you not? Oh, racism is tough. Racism is hard. Racism is unacceptable. You know what also I'd rather be called walking down the street, which I've done in England. Hey, fuck off, you paddy, you Irish prick. Call me that. Don't eat me. Don't fuck me and eat me. Don't drill a hole in my head and eat me. And people are out there and they're on the fucking... Can we take keyboards away from people? Can we take this away from people? It's fucking... You know what I mean? Like, oh, the show's just racist from start to finish. Start to finish is racism. But not... No problem. No problem with the killing of the homosexuals. And let's be honest, right? He wasn't racist. Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't racist, right? Jeffrey Dahmer was the opposite. Loving black lads he was. Can't get enough of blacks, he couldn't. Filipino kid. Love the Filipino. Think a few Hispanic guys in there. Oh, Jeffrey Dahmer was the most woke serial killer of all of them. Paul Verzi has a really funny joke about Jeffrey Dahmer being racist. Go check it out. Verzi's great. It's on Netflix. You know, but Dahmer's not... Dahmer wasn't racist. He loved all of them. He eat all the colours of the rainbow. He used to eat them like they were Skittles, right? Dahmer loves everybody. Can't get enough of blacks, Hispanics. If anything, he was just kind of like, you know, maybe throwing a white guy there once in a while there, Jeff. You know what I mean? It's great. He's every meme now. People can't get enough of fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. Where the fuck? Well, what are we doing? We're idolising these people. You know, it's just, I'm just going to have a beer, okay? We're just going to watch something new. We're just going to watch it real quick, all right? That's fuck. So calm. Murdering people. Oh, his fucking dad. His dad. Like, his dad didn't think it was okay, you fucking idiot. His dad. Listen, I got a son. If my son killed a bunch of people, I'm not going to not love him. I'm going to be very disappointed in his choices. Sure. I'm probably even going to condone him. I'm probably even going to go, ah, don't do that. I'll probably do one of those. But I'm not going to stop loving my son just because he's just eating a bunch of people, right? We all have weird fetishes. I still like older women in high heels, not grannies. Women who are older than me. But now that I'm getting up there in my age, now that I'm in the 40s, like, when does my fantasy stop? Like, I was a kid, I'm like an older woman. Like, if I was a teenager, oh, she was in her 20s. And she'd just walk in heels. I love women in heels. It's a weird thing for me. I don't like feet. I just like high heels on women. Just walking, right? Get into my 30s. Go up into the 40s. Some hot women in their 40s walking around in high heels. Now I'm getting into my 40s. When do I stop this? Am I going to be just watching old ladies walk around in heels with little tiny tennis balls at the end of them? The fetish has got to stop somewhere, right? Along the line. But we all have weird fetishes, so I can't judge my son for you know, I'm not going to turn my back on him. I'm not going to support him. Definitely not going to support him. I'm not going to buy, hey, dad, let's go to Home Depot and get a cleanup kit. I'm not going to show up at a motel with him just sitting outside on the curb as I call the cops. You call the cops? Yeah, I call the cops, son. I can't sit there and let that happen. You don't love me anymore? Of course I love you. Just don't agree with what you're doing there, son. I don't agree with your choices. Is this because I'm gay? It's not because you're gay. It's not. He's not gay. You know what I mean? People just... And it's whatever way the director decided to make the show, by the way. A lot of that stuff isn't real. A lot of the stuff, like the neighbor who went after him didn't live next door. The neighbor lived fucking in another building who was complaining about him all the time. So they just kind of fabricate to make it work for Hollywood. Just eat the sandwich, all right? I made a sandwich for you. Jeez. No, I want to see. And he never cursed. Did you ever notice that about him? Oh, flipping heck. Flipping heck there. Well, just eat the flipping sandwich, all right? Is that Canadian? I don't know. I can't do accents. As we learned from last week's episode. What are we doing? Netflix, come on. Bit of laughter. Laughter, you know, good stand-up again. Get it in there. Let's laugh again. No more eating. We don't see Jeffrey Dahmer fucking... I think, wouldn't Jeffrey Dahmer have got away with it, by the way, if he had Tupperware? Because that's how he got caught, was the smell. Granted, a kid did get away from him, and then the cops brought him back. Racist cops. Right? If he had Tupperware, maybe he would have got away with it for longer. There's no smell with Tupperware. Tupperware's great. Tupperware's great until you open it. Did you ever find something? Oh, is this any good? I don't know. Give it up. Oh, motherfucker. Maybe Tupperware would have saved Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, Grandy's house would have been full of, like, leftover lids. But lids that don't match. Right? Anyway. So that's just Netflix. Marilyn Monroe, right? Acting is great, isn't it? But it's not an uplift. You got to watch something like with Kevin Hart and The Rock after seeing Marilyn Monroe and Jeffrey Dahmer. You got to. And by the way, isn't every Halloween costume now going to be Dahmer? Isn't it? Every party you go to, everyone's going to be Dahmer. And they're going to do this thing, which, as I've said before, I fucking hate when they're in character. Just be dressed up as the guy. And how are you? This is my boyfriend, Steve. He's Jeffrey Dahmer. I can see with the glasses and the hair. Yeah. What do you do? I'm an accountant. Oh, nice. Don't walk in and go, hey, I'm Jeffrey Dahmer, okay? Can I use your bathroom? Do you know where your meat cleaver is, okay? Like, just fucking show up at the party. Be an accountant. Be fucking Steve. Fucking eat the food, drink the shit and leave. All right, don't come in and be the guy. Because it's going to be 100 fucking Dahmers. It's going to be like an audition for Dahmer. I got a pivot right there. I notice it now. I was driving with my son. We were driving yesterday and it's like we were talking about... he's got a... Like, when it comes to sex and stuff, right? Because we're talking about Dahmer for a little bit in the car. Me and the missus, and he was in the back. We were going to meet my good friend Corey Brooks from the Man's Idy Show. And we're going to meet him and his missus and his son at the at Dave and Buster's. And we were driving over there, and we started talking about Dahmer and all this stuff. And then she starts to tell me about, she's got a friend that she went to high school with, and he's married to a dude, right? Gay man. Hope he's gay. If not, that's an inconvenience. Both of them are gay. I'm assuming that they're married. Both of them are gay. And so they now have a boyfriend. They both have a boyfriend in, like, he lives with them. Like, they posted online, hey, you've been very special to us. It's National Boyfriend Day. We're glad to have you. And it's now the three of them, Trice Life or something it's called. and they go out together and they live together, I believe, and they all, you know. So I'm just like, I'm driving along and I'm talking. I go, what? How does that work? You know, like, I understand, like, orgies and stuff and group sex is one thing, but, like, how does it work as, like, as a relationship when you're a boyfriend to because if you get into a fight, like, what if you get into a fight with one of the partners but not the other, like, the other partner agrees with you, you know? Yeah, you do chew very loudly, doesn't he? He chews very. Now you got two against one who's not even the husband, right? The two husbands are now divided because one of them has sided with the boyfriend. And that's what I meant by how does it work. So I say that, I said to my wife, I go, how does it work, two men and another man? And my son went, like a sandwich. I go, like a sandwich. I go, no, I don't mean as in the sex thing. How does it work? But now I'm intrigued because this is how I talk to my kids about, like, sex and real stuff in the world. I don't shy from them. I don't lie to my kids about what goes on. I try to talk about it in a light way to don't make them feel embarrassed for asking. And I'm not one of those over the top liberal parents who thinks my kid needs to know. Fuck it. Might as well tell him. I might as well, like, give him the truth as opposed to learn from some fucking kid. Like, I thought for the longest time, a vagina was a penis just pushed inside out. So when you were born, the doctor went, boy or a girl? Boy, please. Right, there's the penis. It's already there. Good. Boy or a girl? You know what? We'll do a girl this time. All right, hang on 1 second. And the penis went inside out. That's what I thought it was. So you need someone to tell you, like, no, you fucking idiot. Here's what it is. So I go to my son. I go, what do you think, son? What are you talking about? He goes, like, you know, when they have sex. I go, it's like a sandwich. He's like, one guy lies at the bottom. The other guy lies facing the same way at the bottom. And the other guy lies on top facing the other way. And I go, but how does that work? And he goes, you know, do you know how gay people, son, have sex? When I, like, have you heard that at all? And he go, yeah, I assume they, like, just smush their penises together. Like what? Like two snakes fighting? That's how gay people have sex? They just push off each other? He goes, yeah, they rub off each other. I go, no, one will put the thing in the other guy's, in his bum. And he just went, really? And he went, yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. And he's like, yeah. So I'm going to Dave and Buster's. I'm walking the door. And as I'm going to open the door, he goes, but what about lesbians? And I go, just go in. Let's play fucking whack-a-mole. So we go in. We play fucking whack-a-mole, Ghostbusters, whatever. We have the games. We have a bit of laugh, as the two boys do. And I come out and we get in the car. Think 2 hours later, 2 hours of video game stimulation, lights, bah, 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 all that shit, right? Figured he would be out of his mind. We get out Corey and his missus and his son. I never want to say names. It's not my business. Some people are private. So I go, you want to come back to the house? We got some pizza back there. We get some pizza, you know, some beer and whatever. And the kids can play Lego. Yeah, let's go back. Go back to the house. So we got all this set up. And I assumed he's forgot about the conversation. So we get in the car and he goes, so Dad, how do lesbians have sex? It's the first thing he said. Now I'm thinking, like, do I tell him about, like, scissors, that kind of stuff? Because they don't really, I mean, not that I've seen. In porn, they try and make it really sexy. But I'm sure lesbians, if you're out there, write in, tell us. I don't know. I've never been around, like, legit lesbians doing it before. And I don't want to be ignorant to my son. And I go, son, I don't know. I was honest with him. I go, I don't know how that works. And I said to him, I made the mistake by saying to him, well, what do you think what happens? He goes, I think one woman smushes her boob up the other girl's butt. And I just go, no, I mean, after I died laughing, I go, I don't think so. So, you know, if the vagina's right. And he went, oh, yeah. So, like, the kid was so confused. Like, he was, so, and I was confused. It confused me, to be quite honest with you. I didn't know where to start explaining this to the kid. But, so, yeah, that's it. Now, my son just used to think penises being smushed together was gay sex. And lesbian sex was just sticking boobs up the ass. As funny as that, I would love to watch that porn. I might Google that later, actually, now that I'm saying it out loud. I might Google that. Stick a boob up a butt. How would that work? Let's see if it works. I don't know. Tune in for next week. See, you know what? You go do the research. Write to me on Instagram, Mick Thomas Comedy. Follow me on all the social media platforms, Mick Thomas Comedy. That's it. I'm back on Facebook. I've only a fan page on there, no personal page. I'm on Twitter. I just post reels every day. I post a comedy clip every single day. I might be going to Patreon. I might have a separate Patreon account where I only have another comedian on for a quick show. If you sign up for the Patreon, which I haven't made it available yet, if you sign up for the Patreon, you will get your very own podcast that's only available on Patreon. Me and another comic playing games, having fun, making fun of everything that's going on in the world. Also, you will get exclusive clips of stand-up. You will get my special. You might get a copy of my special before it goes out into the universe, before it goes to being sold to one of the platforms. So you never know. You never know. Stay tuned. Anyway, listen, thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming back. And I do appreciate the support. And I'm hungry now. It's lunchtime. I got to go have lunch. Come see me live. I told you all the dates. New website coming. New tour coming for 2023. And come see me. I'll be in your town, hopefully, next year. But this year, all around New York, all around the tri-state, Utah, Florida, I'm coming. I'm coming to see you. Looking forward to, hope you're all safe down there, by the way, hurricane people. I saw a clip of Biden the other day saying what's going to protect you from the hurricane is your vaccine. So that's great. You won't have to worry about trees falling on you as long as you got the jab. Have a good one, everybody. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers.